So some of the women from the raid came to us, and they said, well, you are supposed to be defending us, so do something.
And what'd you say back?
Well, we...
You're like, we're not activists. We're yeah, social groups.
Yeah. I mean, what we did is that, well, we were actually starting to feel that we wanted to be activists and said, oh, yes, we are going to contact the police. And we did. We wrote to the police and that we wanted a face-to-face interview. And we got it. And then we had, the move was important enough that we could contact Barbara Giddings, who actually was nationally known, but she lived in Philadelphia. And she came and she put us in touch with the ACLU, and the ACLU gave us a lawyer to go with us.
Wow.
And to coach us. I didn't go to the... I drove the getaway car because I drove people to the police station. But I couldn't go in. I wasn't a citizen, so any kind of recognition of would have been difficult.
Yeah.
Because when you come as an immigrant, you had to sign a paper that says that you are not coming to participate in any illegal activity or immoral, articulate sort of immoral character. Well, they can use that because you do sign that on their oath. They can use that as the motive to send you out of the country.
So to deport you, and you're from Cuba.
Right, which, interesting enough, I mean, at that time, they didn't have diplomatic relations. So in cases like that, when they had to deport somebody and they're not talking to the country, they put them in jail until the time.
So you literally couldn't, you had to be very secretive or limited because you could literally go to jail because of your sexual orientation.
Right, because I had lied in my application for to come in. I had a green card. That's all I had. I could have a job, but and homosexuality was illegal.